You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Experts have just one thing to say, tread cautiously. Nifty, by the way, today has failed to hold on to 11,500 levels, and these will be among the stories that I will be bringing to you on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls failed yet again to retain control of Dalal Street today as Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,500 levels on a closing basis, while the S&P BSE Sensex fell by nearly 200 points in volatile trade. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this: the BSE Sensex fell 173 points to close at 38,557, while the Nifty 50 closed 57 points down at 11,498. The index closed below 100 days exponential moving average, which is placed around 11,500 levels. The next big support for Nifty 50 is now placed at 11,316 levels, which is of course the 200 days exponential moving average. Experts advise investors to trade cautiously and wait for clear signs of a breakout for initiating long positions. In terms of sectors, the BSE Capital Goods Index lost 1.6% today, followed by the S&P BSE Realty Index, which plunged 1.5%, and the BSE Metal Index, which was down 1.2%. The broader market underperformed as the BSE Midcap Index and the S&P BSE Small Cap Index slipped 0.75% each. Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Consolidation continued as weak auto sales have dimmed growth expectation, while surge in oil prices further impacted the sentiment. Focus remains on the earnings season, where the preliminary subdued results in IT stocks have triggered gradual downgrade in earnings expectations." Unquote. IT stocks remained under pressure today after TCS reported results for the quarter ended June, which was slightly below expectations. Reacting to the results, Credit Suisse and CLSA maintained their rating but reduced their target price on TCS. The stock closed 1.1% lower at 2,107 rupees. In terms of technicals, Nifty has formed a bearish candle, but it closed above Tuesday's intraday low of 11,461, which suggests there is a possibility of a pullback. If the index breaks below this level, then the selling pressure could extend towards 11,420 to 11,300 levels, while a close above 11,600 could put the bulls back in charge. Mazhar Mohammed, who is Chief Strategist Technical Research at ChartView India, told Money Control, and I quote, "For the time being, traders should remain neutral on the index and wait for some signs of strength which can be established on a close above 11,600 levels." As usual, a quick look at some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Shares of Interglobe Aviation, the operator of budget airline Indigo, ended over 11% lower on the 10th of July today after differences between the two promoters, that is Rahul Bhatia and Rakesh Gangwal, reached the market regulator. These are, of course, in relation to RPTs, that is related party transactions, about which I spoke yesterday on the stories of the day. So if you want a quick recap of why there are differences between the two, do go listen to that podcast. What other stocks were in news today? Tata Motors ended over 2% lower after Jaguar Land Rover reported double-digit fall in June sales. The UK-based luxury car maker and the subsidiary of Tata Motors said its retail sales declined 9.6% to 47,060 units in June compared to the same month last year. As we know, Tata Motors and Jaguar Land Rover have been hit by Brexit, and this is in the continuing trend of decrease in sales for the JLR. Bajaj Finance shares closed over 5% lower today as Morgan Stanley said it sees 18% downside from current levels despite strong loan growth in quarter one. The brokerage has equal weight rating on the stock with a target price at 2,950 rupees per share after the company reported AUM growth of 41% year-on-year in quarter one, the same as the last quarter. Shares of Indian Acrylics ended 10% higher today after reporting stellar earnings performance for the quarter ended June 2019. The acrylic fiber manufacturer said its net profit in the quarter ended June 2019 jumped to 10.5 crore rupees compared to 3.5 crore rupees in the same period last fiscal. And finally, Yes Bank shares gained close to 2% to end the day's trade, even as global investment firm Jefferies turned bearish on the stock, citing liquidity concerns. The brokerage has underperformed rating on the stock and it has slashed target price by nearly half to 80 rupees from 155 rupees earlier, implying a 12% downside from current levels. All said and done, Yes Bank, Indian Acrylics, Bajaj Finance, Tata Motors and Interglobe Aviation making some noise today on the street. To end the update, as usual, a quick tour around the world to see what financial markets and Dalal Street equivalents elsewhere are doing. Shanghai Composite ended 0.44% lower to close at 2,915.3. Shenzhen Component 0.35% lower at 9,166.15. And the Shenzhen Composite 0.465% lower to close at 1,550.87. Hong Kong's Hang Seng added 0.32%. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan also rose 0.31%. South Korea's Kospi advanced 0.33% to close at 2,058.78. The S&P ASX 200 of Australia gained 0.36% to finish its trading day at 6,689.8. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.15% to close at 21,533.48. And the broader topics index, also of Japan, fell 0.23% at 1,571.32. So overall, a rather mixed bag from the Asian stocks. Well, that's it. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. But if you want to know what else happened in the rest of the world, there's another podcast for that. And that is called Stories of the Day, with which I will return later in the day. And we're also taking a look at where we are when it comes to the Air India divestment process. The budget has given it another fillip. Obviously, the negotiations last year failed. And now the government this time is intent on making this sale happen before the end of the calendar year. There are some interested parties. Tata Group appears to have shown some interest there again. Will this pan out? And where we are in this process is what we will discuss on this episode of Digging Deeper. So do be sure to listen to that as well. MC podcast at nw18.com is where you need to write in order to say hello to me. You can always leave us a comment on any of the platforms that you listen to us on, with the promise that you will hear from me soon. This is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.